Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest today is Christina McMullen. She is a writer, a blogger, and an entrepreneur who lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. She enjoys margaritas, craft beer, and is a loyal customer of Uber. Christina is single, enjoys working out, and is 43 years old. She is the founder of EdgeDate. EdgeDate is a website that gives dating advice for women over 30 years old. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us how you started up EdgeDate? Because EdgeDate is relatively new. Like, this blogging thing is pretty new for you. So what made you want to start a blog and a website with dating advice for women over 30?
Well, thanks for having me. It was kind of a progression. I originally wanted to just write a book. And so I never done that before. And as I was kind of researching, and I was researching, well, what's the best way to write a book so it sells? Because I didn't want to just write a book and it just lay out there and nothing happened to it. So as I was researching that, and I saw that some of the advice was, well, you really should have a blog. So I thought, okay, that's a great idea. Have a blog, start blogging, and then eventually write your book and then use that as a platform. I started looking into that. And when I originally thought about writing, at first I thought to myself, well, it'll be about women issues or women or kind of towards that audience. But I wasn't really sure exactly like what the focus was going to be. And about late January or February of this year, 2018, I was going through like a really, I had experienced like a major event. I had gone through a major breakup. It's very toxic and kind of a detrimental experience that I had. So I started writing, and I discovered pretty quickly, I was just brainstorming. I was like, you know, what do I want to write about? And it just kind of came to dating and relationships and things like that. So that's something that for maybe about 7 years, I've always enjoyed reading about, looking at YouTube videos, and things like that. So it's something that just naturally came to me that I wanted to write about. So that's how I started my blog on dating advice.
What's been the hardest part about blogging about dating?
Well, I think what I do is I just kind of come from experience, and I just write about things that have worked for me as far as like advice and that I've used in the past. And if it worked for me, I just kind of use that as a guide. I think maybe one of the hardest things writing about it is kind of easy to be too hard on yourself. Like, oh, I should know this, I should know that. Well, there's a lot of different viewpoints out there. And so I think the hardest part is just being a little self-critical about it. And so what I do is just stem from my own stories and from my own experience.
Okay. So what tips do you give for leaving bad relationships?
I would say the biggest tip I would give would be to not stay in it longer than you need to stay in it. There may be situations where a person has to stay or they need to stay for a certain amount of time. And of course, you look out there and in the internet, and there's all kinds of ways you can prepare yourself to leave. But if you're in a situation like me or something similar like that, where, you know, you're not dependent on that other person, or there's no real something that's anchoring you to that except for your emotions, then I would say do yourself a favor and cut the cord. And it doesn't mean that it's easy, but that's what I would recommend. And from my own experience and my own advice would be just not to stay into it longer than you need to, or don't let it linger.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. When we talk about early accountability, we're really seeing and talking about just how people kind of organize and execute new things for themselves personally or professionally. And we, especially when we talk about women over 30, some women may be coming back into dating after, like you said, being in a long-term relationship, after leaving a marriage. How would somebody kind of put themselves back on the dating scene if they've kind of been off of it for quite a while?
I'm glad you asked me that because I was in that similar situation. So I think that's a perfect question. When I was around 35 or 36, I hadn't dated for a long time. I was in a long-term relationship and then I stopped dating for a while. So it'd been like at least 9 years at that time when I was in my mid-30s that I decided to go back into the dating scene. So yeah, when that happened, it was difficult. Yeah, I had a couple broken hearts. I broke my heart, got broken here or there. Had, you know, those things happen. But as far as advice, what I did was I got on the internet. I learned to be more social. I learned to be more comfortable. I learned those things by getting online and I watched a lot of YouTube videos on how to approach men or how to do in a way that's not an awkward situation or just to say hi or not to be afraid just to put yourself out there and do little casual things like just strike up a very casual conversation. So my biggest tip would just to be two things is that the more men you meet, the more likelihood of that one will turn into something, a date or something will happen. It'll strike, something will happen. And that's just kind of like a numbers game. That's just the way it kind of works. And then also is that the more comfortable you are talking to men, being, you know, women too, just being really comfortable and casual, the easier it is. And here's another tip. When you first start dating, I think in the beginning, at least for me, it's very easy to kind of put it up here on a pedestal. And now I don't put it on a pedestal. So dating could just lead to nowhere. It could lead to anywhere. You don't know. So that's why I don't put a lot of pressure or a lot of weight in that first or second date.
So really kind of watching the expectations and what have you.
Right.
So what do you say for women who are over 30 who may have expected to have already been married by this point in life?
Well, I understand. I don't know. I think for me, you got to kind of reprioritize where you're at and where you really want and where you want to be. So that would probably be the first step. Maybe at this point, you don't want to try to get married right away. Or, you know, if you do, then there's plenty of ways and things out there to try to attract that to yourself. So I would say my tip would just to be to kind of really think about what you want to do right now, like your goal from a year now or a year and a half from now in that realm, in that spectrum of dating.
And then once you figure out what your goal is, how do they kind of move forward from there?
I guess I could kind of just speak from my own experience. So like for now, right now, me, I know I may not, you know, I have a goal of I may want to move in about a year and a half or a year from now. It may not happen, but it could happen. And so for me, and I'm just talking about like moving away, like to a different state. So because of that, I'm not really wanting to date anyone really seriously or look at a really long-term relationship or someone that wants to really like get married or really like put down the roots because of that. So instead, I choose to do other things and concentrate on other things that would bring me fulfillment, I know, of my current goal.
Okay. So you kind of keep in and check in with it.
Yeah. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does. It does. Kind of check in with yourself and self-awareness.
Right. Right. So like if you do want to get in a relationship or you do just want to date or you really want to meet a lot of different men, then that's okay too. There's just different ways to do it.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, I know you talk about on your website the importance of dating yourself. Why and when? Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, this is something I came across about a year and a half, or maybe it was 2 years ago, but it was a while ago and I didn't really heard of it before, but it was an exercise that another dating coach had put on Facebook and I tried it when I did it, I was actually really pleasantly surprised. It was like a 12-day challenge or a 14-day challenge, and it was right before Valentine's Day. And her name is Victoria Grant, so she's pretty popular. But I followed it, and as I followed it, people would post what they did on Facebook. I just was like, wow, this is kind of cool. This is all about like self-care and self-nurturing, and it just kind of brought a different aspect to it. So I just know for me that it can be rewarding when you do that, because sometimes you just want to treat yourself. I have no problem going out by myself. And when you date yourself, or let's say you go to the movies or go to a matinee or take yourself out to like kind of a trendy restaurant, the idea behind it is to kind of treat yourself, do something for yourself. It's okay to be by yourself. I can give a lot of tips about going out by yourself. In fact, that's how I meet a lot of people, is going by myself.
Yeah.
I sit at the bar a lot. So, and I just kind of strike up random conversations, and I'm not afraid to strike a conversation with the guy next to me or the bartender. They reciprocate great. If they don't, that's fine too. I definitely know they don't want to talk, you know. But yeah, the thing with dating yourself is just to appreciate yourself. And I think it's a great time to do it when you've gone through something that was hard or challenging. They say it's good to do it all the, you know, very often. Or one idea I had was you could like schedule dates with yourself.
Ah, like date night.
Yeah, like, because my thought is, if you choose to, you do that with other people, like, I'm going to see you, well, why don't you do it for yourself? So yeah, like for me, I love every once in a while to go out to like a really nice restaurant. I need to do that for myself.
You've been in some long-term relationships as well, not just like a year, but like years. Right. How would someone know, or what are some signs you feel that someone is kind of close that chapter of a relationship that didn't work out and they are ready to start dating again? Because sometimes the person is not ready. And there's some people who like might leave the relationship, or like the new one already kind of overlap. They can't be alone. How would you, or what are things you look for or suggest to women that say, okay, yes, I am ready to get back out on the dating scene, or no, I need to just work on me right now?
This sounds like a canned answer, but I think sometimes you just really got to listen to your heart and your kind of inner knower a little bit. You just got to see where you're at with that. At the same time, it's always a good idea to just kind of test the waters a little bit, you know, maybe talk to some guys or go online for a little bit. But, you know, I think my first gauge is just kind of where you're at and what's in your heart and with that. And I know it's not always easy. It's not always clear. But, you know, that will kind of be where I would say would be the first indication of maybe, okay, it's time. And then also you may need to push yourself a little bit outside your comfort zone
as well.
And meet new people. One thing I'm pretty good at is, I've said this before, is approaching men without seeming too pushy or like or obvious that I'm approaching them. I just say hi, da da da. And just, you know, strike up a conversation and not even don't be afraid to maybe send a message to them like, hey, it was really nice to meet you, and just leave it at that. And then if they respond, then great. So I do a lot of things like that.
How can people find out more about EdgeDate? Like what kind of groups, or how do they get involved, learn more about it? How are they able to read the content you're putting out?
Sure. My website is edgedate.com. So you can, the only one out there. So you can find it that way. And I also have a Facebook fan page. It's called EdgeDate. And if you want to get more involved in that, then there's a group as well that you can join.
Okay. So Christina, what is your mantra, or what is one of your daily mantras?
Okay. Well, I think I have a rotating.
A lot of people do.
So sometimes I was baptized Catholic. So sometimes, you know what, just to get myself centered, I'll like pray a rosary on the way to work. And while I do that, I'll put like an intention towards it. Like, okay, my intention towards this is peace or resolving this issue, resolving of this thing or whatever it is. So sometimes I do that to really kind of get myself off on a good note for the day. And then as far as mantras, I do have an affirmation. It's like a self-affirmation about myself. And I think that if you have a positive affirmation for yourself, it's not going to do anything harmful at all. It's just going to help you make you feel better. So I would say between just praying and then saying my affirmation, which is I'm a beautiful, loving woman living in the light of my heart. I'll say things like that to myself. And then sometimes I just try to say uplifting things to myself. Like,
yes.
You're so awesome. You're good.
No, it's very necessary. It really is. So I definitely believe in the power of affirmations and setting an intention for yourself. And I do truly believe they shift at different times in our lives because we may just be needing a little bit more of something else at that moment. Like you said, kind of the rotating carousel of affirmations. So that is absolutely great. Please, please, please check out edgedate.com. Christina is a phenomenal writer. I know you will not be disappointed. And there's possibly some ebooks in the future, correct?
Yes.
So they need to.
There is.
Yes, good. So definitely, I'm sure all that information will be on edgedate.com when they come out. You'll definitely want to read. She has some great stories. Like I said again, she's a really, really, really good writer. I always wanted to tell you that you're a great writer. So I know people will enjoy reading what you have written and appreciate your honesty and transparency in it. So edgedate.com. Christina, thank you so much for your time and thank you for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.